This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Most folks agree that we have different obligations to people than we have to non-human animals. But do we owe anything to animals? And if so, what do we owe and why?
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org and by phone at 243-6667.
One listener thought that we owe animals respect because the job of people is to take care of the earth. That sense of duty reflects a relationship of care and almost parental care. But other listeners asserted that respect for animals comes from a relationship of equality with them. One, from St. Ignatius, commented that his instincts are to show respect to not only the many different animal species, but to the plants, rocks, and land, as they too possess life and spirit. In this relationship of equality, we still make use of non-human animals, but this use, and our thanks for their contributions, are grounded in mutual respect rather than domination or human entitlement. Finally, some listeners suggested that how humans treat other animals is a reflection of how humans treat each other. For them, we will rise or fall together. Thus, we should treat all animals as well as we can. And what do philosophers have to say?
People do have ethical obligations to animals, but philosophers disagree on just what we owe and why. For example, some say that we're obligated to treat animals in a way that doesn't upset other people. Now, this is a really indirect kind of obligation, but even so, it's clear that causing unnecessary suffering to animals, whether through careless hunting or using more animals than are needed in research experiments, is unethical. Other philosophers argue that the fact that animals are capable of feeling pain is reason enough to keep from hurting them unnecessarily. This reasoning has nothing to do with how other people might think of my action toward animals. From this view, I have a duty to avoid doing unnecessary harm to anything that can feel pain. The different foundations provide a different set of morally acceptable choices for how we should treat animals. But there is agreement across the board that, ethically speaking, humans should not cause animals to suffer unnecessarily.
Here is next week's question. One listener suggested that conflicts between nations are just extensions of the kind of conflicts that individual people have with each other. How are the conflicts between nations like the interpersonal ones that you experience?
Send your thoughts to comments@ethicallyspeaking.org or call our comment line at 243-6667.
Or respond anonymously on our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.